Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Better late than never. Well, here's my report from June. Was separated via emergency from my new PC, and he goes into a long story about CBD oil and how he believes it saved a friend's life and how what marvelous things it's doing for his health. And I have very similar reports from other people about CBD oil. I know very little about it, but I get the same reports. And of course, being in Colorado, I was hearing some lovely reports about what is happening thanks to the legalization there. So I appreciate that report. Catherine, I'm sharing this so appropriate and why I became a subscriber and doing my own research. As you stated, it only takes a few dedicated people for change in consciousness. And then they sent me an analysis inspired by reading Dr. Bruce Lipton. The do's and don'ts of evolution. One, don't try to change other people. If you go to change negative energy with your positive energy, it's called destructive interference. You lose your energy, they lose their energy, and nobody gains anything in the process. Two, focus on yourself and finding like-minded people to create a community in which all your energies are enhanced. Two, don't try to change the system. If you charge in with your wonderful energy to try and change it, your energy will be canceled. You come out with your tail between your legs asking, what the hell was that all about? Do put your energy into constructing a new system. If you build a better system, people in the old one will gravitate to the new. Three, don't spend your life protesting your life as energy. Too much protesting will cost you your life because the system is not going to feed the energy needed for your protests. Do find others protesting with you. Gather them together and step out of the system. Use your energy for construction rather than destruction. And find other compatible communities. That's constructive interference when energies come together and multiply each other. Four, don't be frightened or angry or burned out. Those responses create walls that block your evolution and everyone else's. Do create the best and healthiest and happiest experience for yourself and share it with the community. So here's my response. This is great advice for your personal life or running your business with lawful people. It's absolutely dreadful advice when somebody is stealing from you or trying to kill you. So if you read Axelrod, I would really encourage you to read The Evolution of Cooperation. The winning player is the player who plays tit for tat, which means if somebody whacks you, you whack them back, but you'll always go back to cooperating. So you don't like to fight. You don't start wars. You prefer cooperating. You prefer creating prosperity, but you will not allow yourself to be stolen from. And this is very important because what you're seeing encouraged with all the activists who are, you know, sort of pitching to young people, it's like, oh, the Constitution is old, that's so negative, let's go create something new. You know, the Constitution is outdated, you don't need it. The activist at Aspen, literally, Harry Blaser stood up and he said, I've been paying into Social Security all my life. Are you telling me that I'm not going to get it? And he says, well, you need to face that you're a victim of a Ponzi scheme and not be so materialistic. I couldn't believe it. It's like, oh, you know, the Constitution is old. It's not groovy. We need to go off and do a new thing. Well, if you go off and do a new thing and then we steal it from you, and then you go off and do a new thing and then we steal it from you, and you go off and do a new thing and then we steal it from you, you see how those economics work. So what is excellent, excellent advice for your personal life or running your business is terrible advice for enforcing against somebody who's trying to kill you. So we need to look at the whole ecosystem and apply Dr. Bruce Lipton where it's appropriate. But remember, the intelligence agencies will use this as new age BS to basically steal all your money and keep it. And the reality is, whether it's vaccine injury to your kids or aluminum, you know, dropping on your heads or fluoride in your water, somebody's trying to kill you. And the reality is, if we just pretend it's not happening and do some new agey, you know, let's get together and be groovy, it's not going to work. So anyway, so please differentiate again between how you build, because you do want to build with like-minded people and you do want to create a positive picture and you don't want to waste time fighting with people. But the reality is, if somebody is breaking the law and stealing from you or your family or killing you and your kids, you're going to have to stop it, which is why I keep telling you, get to know your sheriff. Okay, so my attitude is, when it comes to enforcing the Constitution, be difficult. It's better than dying or living in a mind-controlled soup. And I really encourage you to read The Evolution of Cooperation, because there's some great ideas in there, including of the importance of transparency to making the process of disagreeing with people, you know, much less painful. Because if you turn on the lights and all the establishment are, you know, being videotaped, engaged in pedophilia, they'll be a lot less dangerous. To show you how absolutely ridiculous the sort of new agey thing applied to the Constitution is, I got an invitation from a group that is said to be financed by the Koch brothers. It's called the 2017 Conference on Voluntary Governance on the Constitution of Order in a Self-Governing Society. I swear to God, the Constitution of Order, self-governing society. Isn't this groovy? So I sent her back, and I put a link in the notes. If you go to philanthropicenterprise.org, you can look at the conference platform. And it's all these high-paid academics getting together and talking about, oh, let's self-govern and reorganize and come up with a voluntary constitution. So I wrote to her because it's somebody I've met by before. And I said, in reviewing the agenda, I was deeply disappointed to see no sessions on how we enforce the U.S. Constitution. There is now $21 trillion of undocumentable adjustments in U.S. federal government accounts since fiscal 1998 at DOD. See documentation here. If we cannot enforce the existing law, particularly as it relates to the appropriation clause, then there will be no money to fund a wide variety of obligations, including retirement and health care obligations to the citizens. Consequently, I would recommend to you that if we're going to support hidden taxes of $65,000 per person and growing, there will be and can be no self-governance, only entertaining conferences about self-governance while Rome burns. I recommend you add the economics into the equation, including the dire urgency enforcing the covenant we share. Anyway, so these are all efforts to build sort of, justifications for why the Constitution is old and we can tear it up. And of course, all of it is financed by the people who now have the $21 trillion. False flag. There is a video of what should be muzzle flashes from the fourth floor, not just from the 32nd floor. The casualties are real. I know of real people killed and wounded. The amount of crazy is escalating, and I'm just wondering what your take is. The video I saw in Las Vegas was the flashes, I thought, from the 12th floor. So it's inconceivable to me that the guy who was the, is said to be an alleged shooter was, inconceivable to me that the guy was the shooter, but two, it's inconceivable to me that you had one shooter. If you look at the videotapes of the flashes coming from what looked to be the 12th floor, it looked to me like there were multiple shooters. And what's interesting is it takes the crowd a while to figure out which way to run. So you can tell they're very confused about where the shots are coming from, which might indicate that they were coming from multiple directions. And yes, false flags are escalating. Again, I strongly recommend you watch Richard Dolan's series. I just think it's great background. And I think they're going to keep escalating. And I would ask that we all pray for the people doing this, because they are very, very scared. And I can appreciate why they're scared. Again, I've seen people who were terrified about the kind of things coming out that are going to come out. I don't think there's any way they can stop them from coming out. Yes, they're very scared, but... So I would ask, because by praying for them, I think it's easier to understand their point of view, and it can lower the tension. So I'm a great believer in praying for your enemies. Dear Catherine, why don't we organize a huge class action lawsuit against the Treasury, asking the court to suspend all tax payments until they produce audited financial statements? I don't think that we want to suspend tax payments. I think we want to continue tax payments. But I don't think a class action lawsuit is the best way to go. I think we need to do state and local escrows and assert control of the cash payments, but make sure those cash payments continue to fund necessary things. So I don't like the idea of imploding the government or asking a court to implode the government. I want to make sure the money gets to the right place. I don't want the cash flows to stop, but I think the cash flows need to have adult supervision asserted over them. And so that's why I like the idea of state and local responsibility to make sure the money is in the escrow. You can send money to the government for the federal debt. You can send money for military, you can send money for Social Security, but you can also say, you know, all those state and local things you fund, you know, something, we'll take care of it here, but we'll give you a complete report. So you can make sure the money is spent lawfully, and that'll give you the ability to re-engineer things, make them much more efficient locally. Again, make sure to read the section on how to enforce the Constitution with a description of some of my ideas on the in the second quarter wrap-up. Dear Catherine and Dr. Farrell, it's somebody who goes on for a long, long time and says, you know, that things are changing, we're seeking unity and harmony, cooperation, compassion, we're preparing for a major ship, good people and good intentions are coming over. We're putting aside service to self, to service to others, and empowering the life-affirming and nurturing power of the feminine. Okay, so here's what I think. This is the same kind of New Age BS, frankly, that I associate with the intelligence agencies pushing. I think we need to reaffirm the fundamental values in the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. We need to stop with the New Age disassociation and mind control and get back to basics. One is that 100% of the money needs to be managed and spent lawfully. And we need to go from being a lawless country to a lawful country. We need to get back under the umbrella of the law. And that means getting back under the umbrella of functioning as a human society as opposed to a society that is increasingly inhuman. So it's pretty simple. And if you understand how the money and the economics work, you can see how simple it is. So stop with all this yah-yah, and let's get back to basics, which is, what are our obligations? How are we going to meet our obligations? And how do we stop behaving illegally and spending our money illegally? And how do we stop supporting people who are behaving illegally? So that reminds me, you know, where do you bank? If you bank at one of the big New York Fed or San Francisco Fed member banks, you know, who's the problem? You're putting money, you know, you're putting gas into their tank. Okay, Catherine, have you read the recent report by LaRouche on Mueller? It's up on their site. It's lengthy, but worth the read. I'll take a look. The LaRouche Group, in my experience, does some pretty good research, so I always find information. You said, you're my hero, one of your faithful followers, subscribers. Thank you for all you do. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. Dear Catherine, thank you for the Dr. Skidmore interview. When I think about how far $19 trillion, now $21 trillion, could pay off the national debt or pay off every mortgage twice over, or how it could fund the nation's pensions three times over, plus pay off all student loans, well, the amount of good that recovering our money would do, it's very sobering. Was wondering if that money went into building up China and perhaps India. Then I don't see how we can get it back, even with common law offsets. Yes, you can, because if you assert ownership, you get the dividends. So you can get it back. Our assets build up the infrastructure of sovereign government countries. Well, doesn't that mean that the assets have been well placed beyond our reach? No, it doesn't. If you own the assets, you get the dividend. If you get the dividend, you finance what you need. I don't see the Chinese saying, no problem, go ahead and cancel our debts to you. I have a saying that when your heroes become zeros, you need a new paradigm. The Salieri Report perfectly fills in the blanks. Although so many others, I was pretty afraid when the realities of the world started to show up for me. Your valuable insights give me hope and sanity. Thanks. Hope you're doing well, very well. This is from my friend, the Rebel Commander. Okay, P.S. Who would ever thought that Men in Black would be a documentary that Jupiter Sending would show who is running our planet? Quote, your Earth is a small part of a very large industry, and an American president would be a total fantasy. anyway, I think it's very important when I try and stay in a state of amusement, and I think it's important because, to me, what we need to always be turtling towards is a picture of things working successfully. And there's so many great people in the world, and there's not only so many great people, but so many great people, doing what they can. I keep remembering the video of a market, you got six citizens on a CNN show, and they're trying to run their op on Charlottesville and say, you know, this was some white sexist guy. And the host is pushing, trying to push the white nationalist sexist male thing. And there's this wonderful black woman, and the woman says, well, it was a white nationalist that killed the, you know, the woman who was protesting. And the black woman said, wait a minute, you know, that's not why she got killed. She got killed because the police stood down. Why did the police stand down? And the CNN hostess was just, you could see, her whole balloon was popped and she didn't know how to handle it or what to say. And all I could think was, God love Americans. This is why I love the American people. Then we got one question in reference to David Ray Griffin interview. The link on the internet to Paul Thompson's timeline you mentioned during this interview does not work. I've not been able to find the timeline elsewhere either. Is there someone to find it? Yes, Paul published it as a book. It's called The Terror Timeline, and it's absolutely available online.